from WAQG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, a happy Tuesday that's probably going to feel like a Monday for all of us, right?
It does feel like a Monday, Carol. Happy Tuesday. Monday or Sunday, I have no idea what day it was. I worked all weekend.
Yeah, you Hollywood types, you're always working. Maybe, right?
Well, maybe. We look like we're working. It's the acting, Carol. It's the acting.
I got it. Well, there was one really big breaking thing that happened, I think, late on Friday. We do have another judge now for American Idol.
We are 99.9% that Luke Bryan is going to be a judge on American Idol. You know, he is so hot right now, and they're really trying so hard to get this country connection because Keith Urban did a great job, and they really want Luke, and it broke on Friday. They made him an offer, and we haven't heard back. We checked with his camp, and they haven't released anything yet, but our American Idol sources say that we're 99.9% sure that Luke is going to be the second judge.
Okay, $6 million, is that the payday for him?
Well, that's all they got left.
Yeah, after Katy Perry, right.
Yeah, Katy Perry actually Ryan got a little bit more than we thought. He's up to 15. They were going to offer him 10, but he backed away, so he's getting 15. They got like $6 million left in the bank, and they still have another judge to get. So, you know, we think Luke's going to settle for 6, but, you know, he's hot.
He is.
And that's not a lot of money to him, but we're pretty sure, you know, we're banking on him to go ahead and sign the papers, if just for exposure, because, you know, it made Jennifer Lopez come back. It made Paula Abdul come back. You know, and like you said before, you didn't know who Simon Cowell was, and he turned out to be a big guy. So this could only do wonders for Luke, and I'm really hoping he's going to sign the papers and go on with it.
I honestly think it's going to do wonders, too, for American Idol, because we see how The Voice is, and to me, Blake Shelton is a big part of the success of The Voice.
You know, Blake and Adam Levine, right, when they get together, their chemistry is unbelievable, man. They're like best buddies. They're fun. They joke. And it doesn't matter who those two other judges are. If they just keep those two,
yep.
I mean, they're in for the long haul for a long time. So, yeah, I really hope. Because I think him and Katie would bounce off each other, him and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's such a fun, love-hearted guy. So let's hope he gets on there.
I hope so. A lot of Hollywood getting on board with hurricane relief. We've had a lot of donations and challenges from Hollywood stars to other Hollywood stars. I like seeing that camaraderie.
Yeah, this is nothing but a good thing. It's called Hand in Hand, and it's a benefit for Hurricane Harvey. It's going to air on CBS and ABC. Actually, all the news channels it's going to air on. And, you know, you got Clooney, you got Beyonce, Oprah, Julia Roberts, like all these people are coming together. I mean, this is one of the biggest things that's happened as far as devastation in our country in a long, long time. So it is so nice to see people of all kinds of color, all kinds of, you know, backgrounds get together. So
it is good. Now, when is this going to air?
It looks like it's going to be on September 12th at 8.
So a week from tonight, they will have that kind of like a telethon, if you will, a benefit. So certainly looking forward to that. A lot of star power, and I have a feeling we might get some more stars who will kind of add their name to that effort.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to jump on. You know, we're still hearing that, you know, Matthew McConaughey might jump in, Blake Shelton, George Strait, Barbara Streisand. I mean, these are some major, major people, so you know, it's really good to see the country come together to help out Houston.
And, of course, everybody's watching Hurricane Irma. We may be dealing with that one as well. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see on that. One thing, we do have a little baby news this morning. Miss Serena Williams, baby girl.
Yeah, Carol, you're right. Serena Williams did have a baby girl on Friday. And mom and baby are doing well. We wish them well. And we hope that little girl is going to grow up to be a big tennis star.
I'm sure she will. She probably already has a little baby-sized tennis racket, you know?
She probably does. She's probably already playing tennis. Exactly.
Right. Doug Lewis, thank you so much for taking time out this morning. Jason Douglas, if you want to follow him on Facebook, on social media. You had an acting call. Didn't you do an audition last week? Did I see that?
Yes, I did. It was for a game show, so hopefully you'll see my face on TV if I get a call back. And, you know,
we'll see what
happens.
Keep
your fingers crossed for me.
I will. All right. So, Doug, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. We appreciate the inside scoop, I guess, from Hollywood.
Thank you, Carol. Have a good day.